The following program is sponsored by Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours and Travel of Kansas City.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the floor.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Mark Comfort, your host. And guess what? This show has been pre-recorded because I am on a river cruise in the middle of the Rhine River. Actually, today is the day that we will be going up the Valley of the Castles on the Rhine River. 29 miles, 22 castles. It's breathtaking scenery and really exciting time of cruising. It's one of the prettiest days, really, of river cruising there is. And we have so much going on, but you are going to hear in our very next segment from two of our very own employees, Andrea Redding and Deborah Mitchell, both vacation counselors at Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours, and they just got back off a river cruise on the Seine River, round trip out of Paris up to Normandy, and you're going to hear all about their experiences and what they thought about that destination, what they thought about river cruising, and what they thought about Avalon Waterways. I am on AMA Waterways, three different rivers. It's called the Europe's Rivers and Castles. I've got 72 people with me, and it is just such a great experience. Again, if you've never river cruised, you just really, really should put it on your bucket list to try sometime. And believe it or not, river cruising has the highest satisfaction rate of any of the vacation segments out there, vacation segments like ocean cruising, river cruising, all-inclusive land-based resorts, hotel stays, customized vacations. River cruising has the highest satisfaction rate. Isn't that something? Everybody loves it. Everybody of almost any age loves it. And you're going to hear more about that. Then, at the second segment, we have two of our very own Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours employees, Lori Atkinson, one of our vacation coordinators, and Katie Gray, who handles all of our accounts receivables and accounts payables. Katie is actually at the Miraval Residences on her honeymoon and has volunteered to call in and talk and share all about that new, wonderful property. Actually, it's not new. It's been there 9 years, but it's fabulous property. But there's something new to share about the Miraval Residences. They're brand new VIP Beach Club. You're going to hear all about that. And that's at the bottom half of the hour at 10:30. Now, I also want you to know that next week, next Saturday, I really strongly encourage you to join us it's our 25th annual vacation extravaganza seminar and sale, 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock at the Cruise Holidays offices. We have Norwegian Cruise Line will be there. Holland America Cruise Line will be there. Royal Caribbean, Regent Seven Seas, Crystal Cruises. So for you people that are interested in learning about the luxury upscale cruise lines, they're there. Then in the river cruise world, we have AMA Waterways, Avalon Waterways, Uniworld River Cruises, and Crystal River Cruises. And for you that like the all-inclusive resorts, Sandals Resorts will be there. Miraval, again, our good buddy Carlos, chief concierge at the Miraval Resort and Miraval Residences, will be there. Globus Vacations, handling Avalon Waterways, handling Globus Vacations, handling Cosmos Budget Vacations, and Monogram's much more independent vacations. And then we have Insight Vacations. They, again, are a fabulous tour operator, much like Globus. I think there's a lot you can learn from those two companies. And then I've got one of my favorite tour operators, Pleasant Holidays. They will be there too. They represent thousands and thousands of properties all over the world with their expertise in Hawaii and the South Pacific and in Latin America, primarily Costa Rica, Panama, also the Caribbean. So you're going to hear next week, 9 to 3, each one of these vendors will be doing seminars, 20-minute seminars, so they're not long, and a 5-minute question and answer. And then they will have a booth that they can talk to you one-on-one if you so desire. And each and every one of these vendors will be doing a seminar in the morning, a seminar in the afternoon, and they will be offering sale prices, and they will also be offering tremendous information. You guys, there's a lot going on that's brand new. New destinations, new ships, new improvements. I just got a call from my buddy Travis Frew with Royal Caribbean, and they just announced a brand new ship, so you can find out all about that. But there's so much going on at the end of October. That's why we have this fall extravaganza this time of the year. It is a perfect time for you to come and learn about all the different vacation options, and then maybe also save money if you're ready to make your vacation decision. And you have a week, in most cases, some cases 2 weeks after the event. And by the way, if you cannot make it that Saturday, October 28th, you should call us anyway. Let us get started. I do this all the time for a lot of clients that cannot be there, or frankly don't want to fight the crowds, because we'll have 200 or 300 people there. And they do all their planning, preparation, and research, and they just put their booking in, their deposit in, on the day of the sale, so they get the sale offers. Whatever it might be, we want to help you with your next vacation. And I hope it's a bucket list vacation. You're going to have so much fun listening to this next segment when we talk with Andrea Redding and Deborah Mitchell all about their river cruise in Europe. They're on the Seine River, which is in France, northern France. It starts in Paris, goes all the way up to Normandy, where they learned all about D-Day and went on the Omaha beaches, went to Giverny, and then saw Monet's gardens and his home and all the things. But you're going to hear so much about what they liked about the river cruise. So I thank you for being with me today and every Saturday here on 710 KCMO or 103.7 FM Talk Radio. And you know what? You deserve a great vacation. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views, and I hope you are having a great day. I am. I'm in Central Europe on a river cruise right now, and I will be back. I'm getting back Friday night, right before our Saturday extravaganza next Saturday, October 28th, 9 to 3 at the Cruise Holidays office. And with me right now are two of our very, very professional and fun vacation counselors, Mrs. Andrea Redding and Mrs. Deborah Mitchell. Welcome to Vacation Views, both of you two.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, let me start with you, Deb. Say something, first of all. You just learned the French language over there. Say something in French for us.
Oh, bien sûr. Oui, je parle français un petit peu. J'adore la France.
Now, there you go. See, go on a river cruise and learn a new language.
That's right.
Hey, Deb, let me talk to you first about your Avalon Waterways River cruise in France on the Seine River out of Paris, going north up to Normandy and back. If you had two or maybe three highlights of your river cruise experience, what would it have been?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just seeing the multitude of French castles as you're drifting along. A lot of the stops, I really enjoyed Les Andelys or Caudebec, where we stopped at Honfleur and Rouen for the great shopping. Just the towns, I would say.
Those smaller towns that so many people have never heard of, Deb, they're always people's favorite stops when the vacation is over with, isn't it?
Yes, each port had so much character. I just felt that I would like to come back and see it again.
I agree with you. Did you have a favorite stop? Was Normandy your favorite, or was another one more of a favorite of all the stops you made?
Smaller villages. I was more Les Andelys or Auvert or Oise, where Van Gogh, Verneuil, where Giverny was, where Monet had his farm and gardens. So that was a big highlight for me.
Oh, I think that's so great. Hey, Andrea Redding, how about you? What if you had a favorite or two, what would you say those favorites would be?
You know, I've never been to Paris, so I really enjoyed when we did the hop-on, hop-off bus to really see the city and get the flavor of it. But I'm like Deb, I like the small little towns and villages. That Honfleur that we went to in Caudebec, I just love that little village. It was wonderful.
Oh, I agree with that. That was such a cool place. And hey, Deb, one more time, Rouen. Say Rouen for me.
It's Rouen.
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 one of the stops. Beautiful place. That's actually where Joan of Arc was burnt alive. So much history there. So much history. And
they have a Notre Dame lookalike cathedral there that I was just intrigued by.
Well, good. Let me go back to Andrea. Andrea, okay, that was one of your highlights. What was another highlight?
You know, the Normandy, the American Cemetery, the beaches, that was just, it was amazing. It's hard to even put it into words. It was just breathtaking and amazing and just, it's just hard to explain.
Yeah, Andrea.
Very sombering, very sobering,
very, much.
It was very nice.
Did you guys go to the American Cemetery there?
We did, and we had an amazing day. The weather was perfect. It was sunny. It was probably in the upper 60s, low 70s. It was a phenomenal day to go there.
Hey, did you both feel just incredibly patriotic? I know I did when I was there.
Oh, absolutely.
We did. They actually gave us some roses that we could go and put on the cemeteries when we were walking through and stuff. It was very neat.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, on that very subject, and Deb, let me ask you, Avalon Waterways, what did you like best about the Avalon Waterways brand?
Well, first I'd have to say the room was amazing. The food was just amazing, too. The staff, they were, I don't know, it was just very
attentive,
accommodating.
Hey, talk a little bit about the rooms. Or, Andrea, let me ask you this because you were the one that got so excited. Tell our listening audience about what's so cool about the Avalon Waterways rooms.
The rooms are amazing. Just picture yourself laying in bed. I know that doesn't sound like you want to do that on a cruise, but as you're laying there, you have a wall of glass that opens up, and you are just laying there watching the world cruise by. I mean, it was just breathtaking.
Especially,
no, it was just amazing.
In the morning, or if you come back and you're changing or, you know, take a nap or whatever, isn't it just the neatest thing to open up those curtains and maybe even the windows, too, and just see, like you say, the bed faces the window. And a lot of people don't realize this, but that's the only cruise line there is that does that.
Well,
yes,
and it's not a little window. It is, I stood there and spreaded my arms way out, and I still couldn't touch. I mean, it's a big opening, lots of fresh air coming in, and, I mean, Deb and I were just like little kids. We're like, this is awesome.
Hey, Deb, I saw all your pictures. You did such a great job, and we're going to have them on our Cruise Holidays of Kansas City Facebook page, so I hope people like that. And real quick, we'll have them on our website, cruiseholidayskc.com. But my gosh, that whole area of northern France, it's just so historic. It's just so scenic. It's really got a little bit of everything, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in Les Andelys, we did a walking tour up a steep hill, about 90 meters above the town, and we looked down at the ship. It was beautiful. And we saw little parts of what Richard de Lionheart created, a big palace, big castle up there that's now mostly torn down. But a lot of neat, quaint towns that we saw.
And then, Andrea, let me ask you this. Giverny, I think you all went to, too. Did you enjoy that, which is where Monet's home is and his gardens?
Yes, that was the only day that we had a little bit of rain, but that garden area was just absolutely gorgeous. And the little ponds that they had and the way the weeping willows and the, oh, it was beautiful.
Okay, I'll tell you what, you sold me, and I know I've done that itinerary before, and it's just so incredibly, just almost nearly perfect with everything that you see. But let's talk a little bit about the river cruise experience, because I saw all your pictures with your newest best friends. It's so easy, isn't it, Deb, to meet people on a river cruise vessel?
Oh, absolutely. There's probably, I think we had less than 120 people on board. So every night we would eat dinner, and then we'd migrate up to the lounge and listen to the music and dance. And, you'd just see everybody over and over again. So we do, become friendships.
It's easy to do. And,
yeah.
Andrea, you too, you're so much like my wife, Mimi. You enjoy your free time, and sometimes you'd rather be in your room reading or catching up on your sleep or something. But it's just so much fun to be on a river cruise ship with one lounge, one restaurant, and that upper deck. It's easy to meet people, isn't it?
It really is. And it was, at first we sat back and we watched people. And we had this amazing passenger. His name was Bob. And he was having a birthday on board. And he was with a bunch of people. And he was out there dancing by himself. So one of the gals that was with us, Deb, went out there and started dancing. And then we started getting out there and dancing. And then next thing you know, everybody's getting out there, and we all become friends, and we all start talking to each other every single day, and we just meet up there. So it's just amazing. If you just get involved and start talking to people,
I remember
that
Bob's
will be bonded
wife,
with.
She came up to all of us and said, thank you so much for getting him out on the dance floor. He's never done this before.
Wow, I tell you, woo. Now you party animals, you dancers. Hey,
oh, yeah.
And don't you love the River Cruise experience? Let me address this to Andrea, where the tours are almost 100% included.
I do. You know what? I prefer the River Cruises over the large ships right now. I just like the more quaint, the get to know your fellow passengers, to get to know the crew members. The crew members get upset when you don't sit in their area in the dining room and you're trying to, like, spread the love around. But it's just an amazing experience, and everybody knows everybody. It's awesome.
Yeah, because there's no assigned seating at dinner, so you sit where you want with whom you want. And, Deb, let me ask you this, because I think, you know, I know your thought process. You've been in this industry, gosh, for longer than Mimi and I have. Really, in the whole vacation world, there's something for everybody. There's a lot of people that big ocean cruise ships are absolutely perfect for. There's a lot of people that all-inclusive resorts or just simply a hotel somewhere is just a perfect vacation. But the river cruise experience seems to satisfy just almost anybody, whether they're cruise or tour type people or whatever it is they're looking for. People love the river cruise experience, don't they?
I've seen so many families traveling together, from young kids all the way to the great-grandparents. So it really is a great option for everybody to enjoy.
And Deb, next week we have our extravaganza, our vacation extravaganza seminar and sale. That really is a wonderful time to come in and learn from the vendors themselves, from Avalon Waterways. Yeah, Robin and Marcy with AMA Waterways, and Cheryl with Uniworld will be there, and Tim with Crystal River Cruises will be there for luxury upscale river cruising. It truly is, Deb, at a great time, not only to save money, but to learn about the vacation options.
Oh, absolutely. Come and learn, listen, and then you'll kind of feel and just come out. That's what I say.
From 9 until 3.
Out.
Andrea, if somebody wanted to talk to you or Deb specifically about your experience at our extravaganza sale, or any time for that matter, would you be okay with that?
Oh, absolutely. Come on down. Come see us.
That's your job. You'd love to.
I've been on Uniworld, AMA Waterways, and Avalon, so I've really loved to tell all about my experience.
Well, and see, I think that's very, very important. You know, I've told my listening audience for so many years that one of the things that makes us so very special is that our entire staff goes on these different kind of vacations, options and segments, so that we can talk to you from firsthand experience. And again, Andrea, let me address you. You will now be able to talk about the Seine River better than ever before, and Avalon Waterways better than ever before, won't you?
Absolutely, absolutely, and I've done the Seine, so Paris and Normandy. I've done the Rhine and the Christmas market on the Danube, so I can talk about a little bit of everything now.
Which again is really important for somebody that hasn't been there. Talking to somebody that has been there is really, really important. That's one of the things we tout about ourselves and how we can help you. And Deb, same thing. If people are wanting to know the differences between those three major river cruise lines, you can share the unique differences between AMA.
We'll definitely tell you all the differences on that.
Well, I want you both to know I'm very proud of you all. And Deb, I just think it's so cool you learned French while you're over there. That's that's great.
Merci bien. I learned ça va.
Ça va. Andrea, there you go. See, you got a good start.
I got a little start.
Okay, Andrea, give everybody your phone number and extension, or how about email address? That's even better.
Okay, my email is andrea@chkc.travel.
Andrea@chkc.travel. That's Cruise Holidays Kansas City, of course. And Deb, give your email address too.
Pretty much the same, except it has Deb. Deb@chkc.travel.
Or you can call us at 816-505-1500, 505-1500 anytime. You can ask specifically for Andrea or for Deb. They can tell you all about their experience. They can help you with anything you need to know in the world of vacations, or come next Saturday and meet them personally. You do need to RSVP, by the way. Our extravaganza seminar and sale is from 9 a.m. until 3. Andrea, Deb, thanks so much, and I will see you next Saturday.
All right, thank you.
Okay, welcome back home.
Mm-hmm,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh, I just love talking to them. Oh, their faces just lit up. And of course, on Facebook, you know, that's another reason why you want to friend us, Cruise Holidays of Kansas City, Cruise Holidays of Kansas City. Be our like us, and you can follow our staff's travels. Hey, everybody, stay tuned. When we get back, we're going to talk to Lori and to Katie about their experience at the incredible all-inclusive resort, the Miraval Residences. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host, and I have a very special call right now, live from Nuevo Vallarta, Mexico. We have one of my favorite people in the whole world with two of our wonderful employees, Bea Barbero, the director of sales at the Miraval Group. Hey, welcome to Vacation Views.
Buenas tardes, Mark. How are you?
I am so good. I can't wait to come down and see what's new at the Miraval Residences that our agents, Lori Atkinson and Katie Gray, and Katie is actually on her honeymoon down there, took time out to talk to us. But B, first of all, tell us what Katie and Lori thought about the VIP, the brand new VIP Beach Club at the Miraval Residences.
Well, I think they are speechless, but we need them to talk to you because I know we're on this live air call today, but they spent some time over there yesterday, and I think they were pleasantly surprised and impressed, and we've maintained that Miraval Residences standard that you're so well accustomed to, Mark.
My favorite all-inclusive resort anywhere in the world, B. You and your staff have done such a great job, and man, this has just taken your phenomenal property up one gigantic step. B, let me talk to Lori first, and let's get her on so Lori can share how she's liking the Miraval Residences and your new VIP Beach Club.
Okay, Lori it is.
Hey, Lori.
Hola, Mark. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien. Y tú?
Muy bien. My gosh, this place is so amazing. We're having such a glorious time. It's just beautiful.
You know, I obviously everybody at, or not everybody, but so many of our staff at Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours has stayed and experienced the incredible Miraval Residences in the north part of Puerto Vallarta called Nuevo Vallarta. And Lori, tell us about your experiences there and what you like so much so far. And I know you're just now into it a little bit of your Miraval Residences vacation.
Well, we are definitely trying to see as much as we can. We were so impressed with the beautiful, modern, spacious rooms. The accommodations are just incredible. And we've, of course, enjoyed the food. It's just unbelievable. Insu is a beautiful bar that's up on top overlooking the ocean with a beautiful infinity pool. And Katie and I have both been spending some time there. Also got to do our tour that was included with our package, which was wonderful. We did a city tour of Puerto Vallarta that lasted most of the day yesterday, and just it was really fun. We learned so much, and we were taken up into the mountains where we went to a restaurant and had the most incredible seafood I've ever had. So really a great experience.
Well, I'll tell you what, those rooms are just incredible. When people see them the first time, Lori, they just are in awe of how big and how well appointed and just spectacular those rooms are. But when the vacation is over, it's the food and service and just the ambiance of that property that's so great. And you've experienced that already.
Oh, the staff is unbelievable. They all already know our names and know our preference in drinks and made some friends already. So it's just been such a great experience. We just love being here.
Ah, that's so great. Hey, let me talk to the honeymoon girl. And
okay.
I appreciate it, Lori.
Here. Okay, I'll talk to you later, Mark.
Thanks so much for joining me. Adios. Katie Gray.
Hi, Mark. It's Katie.
I know Katie Gray. And tell everybody now your new married name.
It's Katie Scholl.
There we go, Katie Scholl. Now, you are there on your honeymoon, and what do you think of the property of the Miraval Residences so far?
Oh, my gosh, it's unbelievable. You are going to have a hard time getting me to come back to work, honestly. We're excited that we get to stay 4 more days, and tomorrow we're actually going to use our free excursion, and we're going to swim with the sea lions, so we're excited for that. We were greeted with a welcome champagne and a beautiful flower and some chocolate-covered strawberries. And last night, we had two swans that were had a bunch of rose petals all over our bed. So it was unbelievable. We love it.
Oh, that is just so cool. And did you and Lori have a chance to do a sneak preview of the VIP Beach Club?
We did. We went down yesterday, and I went before her, and then she went later yesterday afternoon. But it was amazing. It's going to be, I mean, it's going to be where everybody's going to spend their time when it's open. I just can't even fathom how beautiful it is down there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am so glad you chose, of all the properties or cruises, that you chose the Miraval Residences, because that is truly my favorite property anywhere in the world. And Katie, have you met our favorite chief concierge, Carlos Gallardo, yet?
He is actually out on vacation, so I have not got to meet him.
Oh, well, he'll be up next Saturday, October 28th, for the Vacation Extravaganza Seminar. And I am so glad. I know, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your honeymoon to talk to me live. And so I'm going to let you get back to your honeymoon, okay?
Of course. Thank you, Mark.
And could you put B. Barbero back on the line for me?
Yep. Hold on one moment.
Thanks, Katie. Enjoy.
Hi.
Hey, B, I'll tell you what, that's so much fun. I could actually feel, you know, because I know Katie and Lori so well, you could feel that excitement in their voice.
I think they're transmitting their passion, their newfound passion for Miraval Residences. Going to be hard to get them to sell anything else, Mark.
Well, I'll tell you what, it sounded like with Katie, it's going to be hard to get her back to Kansas City. So will you make sure she's got to get on that plane and get back here. Hey, B, tell us about the brand new VIP Beach Club that is now at the Miraval Residences. Tell us about that.
Well, Mark, let me share with you, because you're one of our first, first people to tell you. And the official name is actually the Motsamare. So we got to start calling Motsamare, because that is the official name that has been named to the new beachfront area.
Well, and I haven't even heard that. I have not even heard that you had a new name for it, so I'm learning something.
It's official now. It's Motsamare, and it's going to be open for lunch. It's going to be open for dinner. We've got a great new fantastic pool area there, lounge chairs on the beach, lounge chairs within the pool, fantastic bar service, and it's just, a fantastic, fabulous area. And I know we were talking about honeymoons because, of course, you've got a wonderful staff member down here on her honeymoon, celebrating a very special day. But remember that we do destination weddings, and it is an absolutely gorgeous spot to renew your vows or to say I do for the first time. So that's a great venue area for these particular events as well.
Yeah, those destination weddings are getting so popular, and I really do want everybody to think about honeymoons. And if you get nervous about hurricanes on the Caribbean side of Mexico, just remember, on the west side of Mexico, they don't get hardly any hurricanes ever there. So what a great place to go, I would say, any time of the year, but especially if you're concerned about hurricanes, if you're going on a vacation in August or September. Hey, B, let me just ask you this. There's so much going on right now in Puerto Vallarta. There's so much to do in Nueva Vallarta. There's so much to do. Your property gives people the opportunities to make the decisions they want, the choices to sit and do nothing at all and just relax and enjoy that beautiful property, or to go out and experience tours, because you have one free tour for people that stay at the residences and free golf.
That's right. Actually, we include an excursion during your vacation, and it's a really great opportunity to set yourself outside the boundaries of the hotel and really get to know the people and the destination. So whether it's a city tour, or if you're going out and doing zip lining or having an experience with a sea lion, those are just a few of the choices that you have. And also, you know and are perfectly aware that we've got the multi-bedroom unit, so that can usually tend to cater to a larger set of friends and family that are sharing the same unit. So we're super flexible in the aspect of not everyone has to do the same tour the same time on the same day, because you've got a variety of ages and tastes and whatnot. So maybe some of the younger guests might want to go do the zip lining. That's all right to do, while maybe some of the other guests may want to do the city tour, for example. And yes, absolutely, golf is a wonderful attraction for us, because we have unlimited rounds of golf.
at a very nearby golf course, and it is a really great value for your money. If you're a golfer, you'll appreciate that you're only paying $75 each time you head out there, and it's a fantastic course, a mere 5 minutes away from the resort.
Well, I can tell you this, and as you know, B, my wife is looking to come down here in just a few days, and she is so excited. And I think she's going to spend more time over at your World Spa than she will doing anything else. But tell us all about the World Spa.
Absolutely. Well, I think, you know, it's funny because Reggie just asked me if I remember that Mimi is coming down. And I think everybody here at the hotel knows Mimi's coming down. So not to worry on that. We are looking forward to welcoming her to her home away from home. Yes, our spa, well, you know, it's very unique. We've taken concepts from around the world and incorporated them into treatment rooms that have decor, music, ambience from that particular country. So it is a real treat for the spa junkie or, you know, that's really into the spa scene. Definitely a great way to go with the Melange World Spa. And, of course, we always offer discounts. You know, it's not part of your all-inclusive, as you know, but we always have specials or discounts available for our guests.
Well, it is absolutely spectacular. I cannot wait to hear when Lori and Katie get back, and then, of course, when Mimi gets back. And then Carlos is coming to our vacation extravaganza seminar and sale on October 28th, isn't he?
He is, and he's really looking forward to it. He's actually off for a few days, but the girls will get to meet him when he comes up, and I'm sure he'll enjoy that very much, as he always does. And Daphne actually just walked by, and she said to say hello to you and to everyone. She has bent over backwards and is a key reason that beach club was open yesterday. So, you know, you know her very well, and,
sure,
you know,
do.
she puts her everything into everything she does, and her efforts are just amazing, and we were able to pull it off yesterday for the special event. And the reopening.
I think that is just so exciting. And my most sincere congratulations. Tell Daphne, the hotel manager there at the Residences and Resort, I believe, tell her hello for me. And tell Carlos, of course, if he's off, that Kansas City looks forward to meeting him here at our office on Saturday, October 28th. Next week, we do look so forward to that. B, my most sincere congratulations. We look so forward to, I look forward to getting back down there again real quick, but I look even more forward to hearing from Katie, Lori, and my wife, Mimi, when they get back.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much and have a wonderful day. Hasta luego, amigo.
Hasta luego. Obvious. You are so good at that. Congratulations. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. I'll be right back. Welcome back to our last segment of Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host, and joining me right now is Robin Piper, the Director of Sales for Globus Family of Brands, which includes Globus, Cosmos, Monograms, and Avalon Waterways. And Robin, you're going to be in our office next Saturday for our Vacation Extravaganza seminar and sale, aren't you?
Absolutely. This is my third, I think, fall extravaganza, and I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Well, thank you. It is a great event. It is such a good time for people to come and learn, because you will be doing seminars both in the morning and in the afternoon, as will all the representatives that are there. You will also be able to talk to people one-on-one, and that's a real rare opportunity. And then on top of the learning, if people are in a position where you can make a decision within a week or so after the event, you can save some big money. And, Robin, I think on top of that, you have something you want to share that you're going to be offering next Saturday at our extravaganza sale.
I do indeed. So as an exclusive benefit to booking with Cruise Holidays, we're very excited because we will be offering free gratuities on any 28 Avalon Europe sailing. So just to put that into perspective, I have specials already. I have another show bonus that I'm able to offer you at $100 off per person. And in addition to that, you can save anywhere from $119 to $235 a person, depending on the itinerary that you select. It is a fantastic opportunity.
Well, it really is. And by the way, right now, and we did have Deborah Mitchell and Andrea Redding on earlier in the show. They were talking all about their wonderful Avalon Waterways river cruise experience on the Seine River north of, or from Paris north up to Normandy and back. And oh my gosh, they just loved your, the Avalon Waterways experience, just loved it. And the thing we need to make sure people understand, Robin, and events like this next Saturday can help, is that because river cruises really hold a small group of people, 75 to 80 cabins usually at the most, you have to make your decisions early, especially to get the time of the year, the river you want, and the cabin accommodations you want. That's really true, isn't it?
It really is. You know, we're really blessed at Avalon to have, you know, a great following, and people are learning more and more about Avalon and are ready to book and rebook when they, you know, right when they get back from their first Avalon, they want to book their second Avalon. So that's fantastic. But again, because of the size of our ships, and we've made the conscious decision to have the same size ship as everybody else, but we want our staterooms to be larger and to have fewer passengers. So when we do that, of course, there are fewer cabins to have, but the ones that are there are fantastic.
And they go fast, especially during the peak time of the year. And the other thing, Robin, I think that's very important for people to know is as your river cruise ships fill up, the prices go up. So the early bird truly gets the worm as far as the lower price, and especially during a sale like this.
Absolutely. I will tell you that this free gratuity option is not going to come back around. So for 2018, if you were thinking about doing it, and remember, when you lock in, you know, your deposit of $250, that's it. You can pay for airfare later. You can pay the rest of it off in installments if you want. I'm sure your agents are well versed in how to help people with that with their payments. But just know a $250 deposit per person, I'm giving you more in value off than what our deposit is. So I think it's a great opportunity to make that decision before the ships fill up.
That's exactly right. And then also you have you have not only double duty but quadruple duty next Saturday. You're going to be talking about the other parts of the Globus family of brands, and that being Globus, Cosmos, and Monograms. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, we have several different ways and styles that folks can travel with us. We know that it's not one-size-fits-all travel. So, of course, we have our escorted touring throughout North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa. I just brought in a specialist to talk to all the staff at Cruise Holidays about our Africa and Asia product, which is mind-blowing what we can offer, especially on the escorted tour product Globus. Then Cosmos, I have a lot of people who love Cosmos because they don't necessarily need turn-down service every night at their hotel, but they like a good value, and they can do two or three trips with Cosmos. And so I have that throughout the world, and we've actually brought back Cosmos Africa. I'm really on an Africa kick right now, but I just know that there are folks listening today that's on their bucket list and they want to try it. And then, of course, Monograms is our more independent-style travel. We've made some changes to that product as well, in that now we have a new idea called Monograms Your Way. So it allows you to be a little bit more flexible in some key cities like London, Paris, Rome, Florence, and Venice, where you can mix and match and stay anywhere from 2 to 5 nights in any of those cities and make a great vacation with our local host and some of our other inclusions with Monogram.
And that is wonderful. And since we're coming to the end of this show, everybody, you just need to RSVP, please, at 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. Next Saturday from 9 till 3, our 25th annual vacation extravaganza seminar and sale. Robin, thanks so much for joining me, and I will see you next Saturday.
I wouldn't miss it. See you soon.
This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. See you next week.
The preceding program was sponsored by Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours and Travel of Kansas City.